Hello, and welcome to the Gold Arrow Camp podcast, a podcast for friends of Gold Arrow Camp. Throughout the year, we join you to bring your day some of what makes Gold Arrow special. Our goal is to help you have fun, make friends, and grow throughout the year, not just when you're a CAC. Since we can't get together in real life, we gather here around the virtual campfire. We have some of your favorite parts of camp, like morning assembly, jokes, wows. We also have interviews with experienced campers, some of your favorite counselors, and other members of the Gold Arrow community. We think it's a lot of fun, and we're glad you've joined us here on the podcast until we can get together at camp next summer. This is episode 72, where we're headed on a trip to a time many, many years ago with one of Manny Veazey's children, Diana Bunny. Welcome back, friends, to the sixth season of the Gold Arrow Camp podcast. This year, we're still bringing you fun, friendship, and growth once a month with the potential for some bonus episodes. But we're also going to have some shows like this one, which are a little bit different from what we've done in the past, and which are going to bring some different points of view to the show. Today, like I said, is one of those days. We're launching the season with an interview from our 90th reunion, which happened this summer at camp. This is an interview that Sunshine conducted at camp. You can see the video if you'd like to see it. I'll link the video in the show notes. But it's an interview with Manny Veazey's daughter, Diana Bunny. And she has great memories and recollections of kind of what camp was like back when we talk about many, many years ago. I really hope that you enjoy these stories as much as I did, these stories of how camp used to be. And also, I hope that you're looking forward to another season here on the podcast. We're so happy to do it, and we're so glad you're with us. Anyway, here is Sunshine's interview with Manny Veazey's daughter, Diana Bunny.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Diana Bunny, and Manny Veazey was my father. And so, I get choked up while I'm up here, so... Anyway,
Diana, you have probably of the people here, I think you or Tim, I don't know who's older, I won't ask. Tim is older. Diana, okay, so you...
Only by 14 months.
Okay, only by 14 months, of course. But you probably of all the people here maybe have memories of the furthest back of GAC. So what are some of your earliest memories of Gold Arrow?
Well, horses, certainly. It was the idea of having a horse. And being a girl, at that time, the camp was only for boys. So basically, I did field a lot of potatoes, did a lot of kitchen duty, could not be in the cabins with the boys, and was somewhat hidden. But what I learned from my dad was no whining. You were able to do whatever you want to do, except not hang around with the boys. So I think the sound of the creek, the Sierras, the rides into the backcountry, probably I have a hard time talking when I talk about this place because it means so much to me. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I remember you telling me about herding the horses up here when you were 7 years old. Is that something like that?
Actually, you're not far off. I think I probably was eight, but I could have been seven. What we would have to do is we'd have to herd the horses up here and then herd them back down to Auberry. And 1 year we weren't able to make it all the way to the pasture, which meant that Dad has us stop herding the horses. And there were somewhere between, I would say, around 40, between 30 and 40 horses. And we put them in a schoolyard because it had gotten too dark. And because of that, he didn't check into see whether school would begin the next day. And apparently it was, and the kids were very excited, and my dad got into a lot of trouble.
So, they were like, look at recess.
Yeah, just look at recess.
It was recess,
yes. So, but we would, the row didn't come in, so we had to herd them.
Yeah.
And we also had to bring them up. Sometimes we bring them up in trucks, but it was always herding them back, and we'd take them to Albury.
So when would that have been, that you were herding them?
Oh, it would have been before, I'd say by 1950 and before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
it was
amazing.
Just,
why don't you share about some of your later history at GAC? Because you circled back here with your grandkids, didn't you?
Yes.
I don't know what year, I've lost track of all the years, but that must have been the early 2000s or...
Yeah, right. Because I insisted that, it was interesting, my children's father was a forest ranger, and of course the kids all snow skied and water skied. But when my kids were ready to go to camp, I said, no, there's no question about it, they're going to camp. So then the grandkids also had to come to camp, Tim got his 10-year jacket, I believe, and then my granddaughter, Alice, it's the name that she chose that she'd like to have, but Alice, I don't know whether she got her 5-year blanket. And I finally got to the point to where I finally asked my dad, I said, you know, it's time that I have a blanket. Yeah, this is, I'm done with this. Everybody getting...
He didn't want to give you one because you were in the family?
Yeah, why didn't I get a 5-year blanket?
Those were expensive blankets.
I know.
It was like not in the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. The kids of the current, my kids and the Beshberger's kids, you know, they were really strict. They don't get their blankets until they have been campers in cabins. So they spent so many years here before they get credit.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So they don't get credit for the years of being like a baby at camp. That doesn't count here anymore. We're really strict about that. So
I think my dad would have gone along with that idea. I think we probably would have, because I forced him into getting me a blanket. That was enough.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, so Diana, our next topic is, I'd love for you to share, first of all, what was your dad's like vision of why he wanted Gold Arrow Camp?
Well, from what I understand, he had an experience when he was at Notre Dame at Red Arrow, and he thought, what a wonderful experience for boys, and it was just the greatest, and it was a dream of his ever since then. It was. And they started by having a boys' weekend camp out at Canoga Park when we lived out there, and then kept looking around for a spot for the summer, and then they ended up getting a lease up here with the Forest Service for camp.
So I've seen some early brochures, and he talked in the brochures about boys getting too soft and wanting to like toughen them up. Was that, and you mentioned with yourself that he said, you got to do everything. Is that kind of one of his themes, was sort of grit or resilience kind of thing?
Well, I think really, I would say that was very strongly him. Yeah, he was never, I don't ever remember him being mean about it, but he was very, he always thought that anybody could follow any passion and go take it to wherever they wanted it to go. And that was his whole focus, was there was no end of what you were be able to accomplish. Because I think it's all started with him, you know, having no money and starting at one school and then getting into another one. And so he realized that, and he wanted to see it primarily for men. I don't think Dad really knew quite how to handle or what to do with a girl.
It's good that he just raised you to be just like the boys, ride the horses and do all the stuff.
Right. And then he told me once before he passed away, he said, you're the only one with my drive. It was almost as if that it wasn't a disappointment. It was an appreciation, but it wasn't saying that Tim or my brother didn't have any, but it was something because I was driven. Yeah, so I was with whatever I did, and definitely no whining was acceptable. He wasn't interested in hearing any whining.
We need Manny around today a little bit more.
I think so, actually, yes.
So, Diana, so you have actually, I mean, you do have a really unique perspective because you're someone who knew Gold Arrow in the earliest days and then much more recently. How have you seen Gold Arrow change over the years?
Well, I think the beautiful thing about Gold Arrow is it's really never changed that much for me. I think for me, it still has that same feeling, that same love, that same not trying to make something better, bigger, or anything. It's just beautiful to me the way he couldn't be more happy with the way Gold Arrow is today, because it reflects the same.
Isn't that amazing?
To me.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It really
that.
Is. But it's
that.
So true.
Yeah.
It really is. Because I would be pretty picky about it. So it is. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Well, it's quite a legacy. I sometimes think when we're at one of our appreciation campfires and I look out at like all these kids and call them up for their blankets, I think, wow, Manny is probably pretty astounded at what he started.
Right.
You know, like that he started this whole thing. But now there are literally thousands of blankets out there.
I know.
I mean, I think we've been giving out over 100 a year for maybe at least 2 decades.
See, this is so amazing, and I always want to remember that it was Manny and my mom who started it, because she was so much a part of the early beginnings too, you know, and it was so it was really. I always believe that there's nobody could ever leave here without something special to remember or to have later in their life, whether it's everything, even if you walk away with one thing, that's what this has always offered, you know, and I look back up there at the cabin and I'm thinking that's where the nurse was, this is where I ran down or where I had to go for this or that, and it just, yeah, you are truly the greatest gift that we could have ever had.
Get all choked up.
Yeah, but it is for me too. We're both choking up.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I know. Well, now I've been here for 39 years.
It's hard to imagine. I don't know. I could never get to 21 fast enough, and this is just absurd when I think about it.
I know. Well, any other stories that you'd like to share? Or thoughts about Gold Arrow or anything at all? What is it what it means to you, or how it impacted your life?
Well, certainly the mountains and nature is one. And I can remember taking food into the backcountry to kids that were backpacking and then I can still remember just tying the reins around when I would even be lost, being able to trust the horse to get me home, you know, exactly where he was. So it's all of that. It's just, nothing but very warm, lovely, awesome memories. And I think the love of nature and also understanding that you can always get something. You may not like certain aspects of anything, but you can always come away from camp with something special in your life. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, and I'm so glad you're here to celebrate
the
90th year of Gold Arrow Camp.
Oh, it's thank you for just for camp. It's wonderful.
It's almost time to for the next generation to take over.
I know, but I was just saying it absolutely has to go on. It's given so much in the way of memories to so many over so many years, and it's all good.
Yeah. And Manny started this amazing thing, and it's wonderful to see that it goes on.
Yeah.
You know, it goes
for
on
me.
It'll keep going on after us.
And kind of having the same principles and same ideas in mind with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Have a new generation of even the campers who just left yesterday, the things they were saying about camp, or they left this morning, the things they were saying about camp are just, they already get the culture. The thing that you were describing, they already feel it. Just some of them were 7 years old coming for the first time, and they get that feeling of love and connection and just all these good feelings, happiness that they feel up here.
Right. It's special.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Audrey, to you and Steve. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Diana.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I think Diana's got such incredible stories and such a great perspective from being at camp for so long and seeing the change over time. And I'm so glad that she was willing to talk with us at our reunion. That was so great. And thanks to Sunshine for doing that interview. I think she has a really impressive way of getting those nuggets out of an interview like that that really made me smile. This is the point in the show where I would normally read some wows that have been sent in, and we would love to do that. But this is the first episode of the season, and so we haven't asked for wows yet. But if you would like to send somebody a wow, and you don't have a wow pad or you want to do it electronically, we're back in kind of the world where those exist, you can just go to bit.ly/writeawow. That's bit.ly/writeawow. And that will send you to our electronic wow pad where you can simply type in what you want to say. It creates a wow and we email it on your behalf to them, which is awesome. So please do that. Check out bit.ly/writeawow.
Why is it called Joke of the Day if it's not funny?
Sandwich? That's a great question. Why do we call it Joke of the Day if it's not funny? I'm not sure, but I'm not changing things now. Hey, did you guys know, I just learned this the other day, that Ariel from The Little Mermaid was actually born in the capital of the United States? Yeah, she's from under D.C. Yeah, I thought that's pretty good. Yep. And with that joke of the day, that brings the podcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you have listened to previous episodes. If you haven't, go back and check those out. There's five seasons, really. This is the beginning of season six. Five seasons of great content back there. If you like the show, rate and review on your favorite podcast app so other people can find the podcast and can learn about camp. And thanks to Sunshine and to Diana Bunny for that really insightful and great interview. Again, if you want to watch the video of that so you can see them, that's linked in the show notes along with a link to the online Wow Pad. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next month. Until then, I'm Soy, and I'll save a marshmallow for you.